Hey, happy day. I was at the White House yesterday. Watch this video. Sort of the White House. It was at Legoland in Southern California. Really cool place, and took some grandkids there, and great fun. But the work that they've done on the White House, and wasn't any crazy people there either in the White House, because it kind of isn't the main one, don't you know. On Jeopardy! Television here recently, I saw this. Really interesting stuff. The question was this: something you can describe in detail that almost everyone agrees with until you say its name. And the answer was capitalism. So it's kind of in the packaging, kind of in the branding. So many people have talk bad about capitalism. And yet, without capitalism, where would we be? I mean, we need more capitalism, because the brand of it that we have now isn't that great, because it's been, I don't know, overshadowed with all this left-wing movement stuff, which is crazy. I mean, every socialist that I've spoken to in the past, they want a double car garage, and they want two cars to put in the garage. I mean, that kind of comes with capitalism. I mean, but maybe dumb is forever. Here's a sign in the U.S. Post Office. I mean, it says, if you want to buy a box, and written on the box, a box, just a box, it says the box will save water, save trees, save electricity, and landfill waste, and on and on, or even includes CO2 emissions. Really? And I just wanted to buy a box. That's kind of all I wanted. Now, the post office in Canada, that's another story, because the government there has said, hey, you have to help us, because we're going to go out and buy back guns that we don't already own, and that'd be fun, so you need to help us. And we're going to steal the guns from the people that have them, the law-abiding people, and then we'll use the mail system, which we own, by the way, to ship to us so we can destroy the firearms. And the post office said, no, we won't help. It sounds strong, but the post office is a bunch of left-wing whacks anyway, for the most part in Canada. I mean, it's wild what they do and wild what they don't do. So what did they mean when they said they wouldn't help? I know. They don't help with anything. They don't scan any item unless it's international. It's the biggest transporter of drugs in the nation. I mean, people take cocaine and they put it in a box and they mail it from Vancouver to Halifax. It's a common occurrence, and the only time the security gets involved is if the box breaks open. Then they look at it and say, hey, look what we found. If the box is secure, that doesn't happen. So their mandate is such that they only deliver the mail late and all that stuff, but that's what they do. They don't scan anything. They don't know if it's a gun or anything else. I mean, they just kind of come up with reasons why not to do stuff anyway. Government wordage, you know, the Canadian government, Comey government, has this gun buyback program in a play. That's what I was mentioning. But, you know, how does that work when the government says we're going to buy something back? They should call it gun theft, not a buyback program, because they never owned it. They didn't own it in the first place. And oh, what about the criminals? Why don't you go get their guns? Just saying. Australia, there's been a wave of recent violence against women. Australia's banned guns, pretty much, right? From the good guys. Bad guys still have them. Of course they do, but they've said good people shouldn't be allowed to have guns, and women and other people as well aren't allowed to defend their lives. Pretty simple stuff. And now they're saying, hey, we got all these rallies and everything going on because there's so much violence against women. We have to put a stop to this in Australia. A woman is killed every 4 days. Killed every 4 days. So all these little groupie people are saying, we demand alternative options for victims. To let them own their stories and own their healing and reporting journey. Of course, it should be a journey for the bad guy. Boomity, boomity, boom, boom. One-way ticket. But they're saying, let's have more comfortable chairs and couches and everything else. We need help once we become a victim. And the government says, hey, we get it. We got to change the culture, the legal system, and the approach by all governments. We're on that. And we have to make sure that it's up to men as well. We have to change men's behavior. Why don't you change their behavior if they're doing bad things with a gun in their face? That would be good. Held by the woman. Give training. Look after the girls. What is this nonsense? So many left-wing communist countries are doing this. Canada's one of them. You're not allowed to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. It is bizarre. It's totally bizarre. We grew up with Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Now there's no jobs, no cash, and no hope. Hey, make sure that you vote right. All you Americans, particularly in November, vote right. Right? Hey, see ya.